This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think that decision's already been made. At this point, it just seems like it would be indecisive from the organization to now change from Joe Shane. As much as I don't think he deserves to be the guy, I think you're right. They've been working on this draft. He's currently looking at all. I just saw Jacina Anderson is reporting that the Giants have an initial list of coaches they're going to talk to. He is literally leading the coaching search. Him and his scouting team have been working the draft. Like, at this point, I don't think they should fire. At this point, you got to keep them. I don't want to make decisions based on this game. Like, it's just like I was thinking about it today. I think that's really, and I know I'm yelling a lot about tanking, but that's really the point of the whole thing. Is I think it's past the point of firing Joe Shane. I think at this point, just keep Joe Shane. Keep him for one more year. I don't love it. I mean, but it just seems. All the reporting indicates that the Giants still want to have him be the guy. So the idea that something could happen over the last couple weeks, like say even 3 weeks ago he wanted to be the guy, but they were open to the last 3 weeks being so bad. And when people say that, I would say, so does the Raider game make you feel better about him? Like, none of it makes any sense. When they fired the coach and kept him, I always thought they announced that he was going to be leading the search for the coach. Like, I just always thought that was it. He's going to come back. Why would they do that? They didn't just fire Brian Daboll and leave it at that. They fired Brian Daboll and praised Joe Shane. Praised him. And then indicated he would be running the search for the head coach. Why would they do that? Like, they didn't have to do that. They could have just fired Brian Daboll and said, you know, we want to thank Brian for the hard work he's put in the last 3.5 years, and we appreciate him and good luck in whatever he does next. And that could have been the end of the press release. I know there would have been questions about Joe Shane, but that could have been the end of the press release. And then the questions about Joe Shane could have been, well, everything's up in flux, but we didn't feel like that was a prudent decision at this time. It's all the Giants had to say. Instead, Joe Shane has done a masterful job. Joe Shane has built a young core of this team that we believe in. Joe Shane is smart. Joe Shane has helped our scouting department in ways we can't even express to you. We believe in him, and he is running the search for the head coach. And yet, because they've lost games, I still hear, well, they're not going to keep him at the end of the year. They just told us what they think about him. Getting blown out by the Patriots is going to change that? He was always coming back, and at this point, he absolutely should. I mean, he just should. Tony in Delaware. What's up, Tony?
Well, hey, C-Mac, I didn't hear any singing today, but that's all cool. You know, I always love hearing the Golden Pike.
I sang a little bit. Maybe the mic didn't pick. I sang a little bit on the open, but I'm trying to save. To save the voice a little bit. The voice has been it's been a little wonky for the last month, and kind of a big week coming up. So I'm going to try and just make sure I don't go into Monday with a little bit of a hoarse throat. That's the last thing I need.
Gotcha. And just one other accolade. I always thought that you should have been. A replacement for Mike Francesa, you know, like similar voices and great talent. So now it's happened. So awesome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I mean, I should have already had the job for half a decade. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'll take it on Monday. Thanks. Thank you very much.
All right. Sounds great. Just on that analogy, with the Dufresne analogy, what the Giants has put us through.
Yeah.
That is masterful. And it's unfortunately we don't have a GM like Harry Roseman or out there in Philly, because I guarantee they would have that number one pick, and they probably and look, everyone needs to know that we want the pick not to get rid of Dart. We want the pick
right,
so we can get more picks, okay?
Yeah.
From the teams that need a quarterback. So
yes.
Everyone needs to stop like, oh, we want to get rid of Dart. No,
no.
We want the pick, but we're not savvy enough unfortunately, to make that happen.
Look,
so,
I understood last week on some level. I truly did. They hadn't won forever. Jackson Dart needs to play. You know, if you decide to play guys, you play them. They weren't going to lose to the Raiders anyway. Like, but now, if the Cowboys are taking guys off the field, like, if we're going to treat this like the final week of the season, right? It's the final week of the season. It means nothing, right? There's two games being played that will decide playoff teams. Outside of that, it's all about seeding. Everybody knows who's going home. Everybody knows who's moving on. Like, if you have players who are banged up in the slightest, and you know the Cowboys are taking those players off the field, like, I'm just saying. You're right. Andy Dufresne, crawling through a tunnel of crap. Like, that's what we have been this for years, year after year, that's us. And as a Giant fan, we were able to cling to the idea over the last few weeks of getting a massive haul for a quarterback. We don't need the quarterback. I think that's part of it. It's almost more exciting, right? You want to get your franchise quarterback at the top of the draft, but that is such a crapshoot, right? Fans are so afraid to take that quarterback. Fans are so terrified of getting that wrong. I mean, how many times do you hear the phrase, you take the wrong quarterback, it sets you back half a decade? Like, everyone says that. It could set you back 5-6 years you draft the wrong quarterback. We've seen the Jets draft the wrong quarterback time after time after time, or at least, you know, Sam Darnold felt like the wrong quarterback, although he's done quite well over the last couple of years for himself. We're not in the right. We don't have the team to develop a young quarterback. We don't have the infrastructure around him. It would just be another bust, you know. But the idea of now being at the top of the draft and willing to, like, look at the trades. Look at the Trey Lance trade. Look at what you get. Look at what you get for having a top pick from a needy quarterback team. Like, that's what the Giant fans have been able to hold on to for the last 3 or 4 weeks, that even through the losing, we have our quarterback. We do believe, despite not wanting Joe Shane, that some of the things said about him in building this young team, we do believe in Neighbors. We do believe in Cam Scataboo. The offensive line has been better than the last few years. Andrew Thomas is a Pro Bowl-level left tackle. Dexter Lawrence, although had a down season, we expect a year removed from the injury to be back to who he was last year. You know, Burns has been an elite, game-changing type edge rusher. We, you know, Abdul Carter, you know, yes, some, you know, issues of being a young player and, you know, not having his head on straight to start his career and, you know, not being the professional he needs to be, but he's also getting a lot of pressures for a young kid and has a great pedigree that we all expect, as long as he does get it straight and his head together, that he'll be a great player. Like, there's a lot of reasons why a new head coach coming, the best coaching job on the market because of the quarterback, because of that young talent, and because of the idea they will have a top pick. And again, if this was just, well, they'll move from 1 to 2, or they'll move from 2 to 3, they could fall to 7. And again, every team that they would need to win is on the road. Washington at Philly, Cleveland at Cincy, Tennessee at Jacksonville, Arizona at the Rams, New York at Buffalo. Like, and who knows? Who knows how Philadelphia is going to treat that game? Who knows how Jacksonville is going to treat that game?
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, the Rams have come out after losing 2 in a row. I'm sure they're going to at least want to put a good foot forward heading into the postseason and possibly avoid having to go on the road to the Patriots or something like that. Buffalo is not going to want to lose to the Jets. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows what happens with the Raiders in Kansas City? But I know I didn't watch 16 weeks of crap to win 2 meaningless games and then jump from 1 to 7.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.